This hour, the podcast is exclusively sponsored by my good friends at Advantage Gold. Advantage Gold is a five-star rated gold company with one-of-a-kind customer service. And when it comes to gold and precious metals, Advantage Gold is the only company I'll work with. Call Advantage Gold today and make sure you let them know that Mark Levin sent you. And now, let's begin.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. 3 hours away from what will be the most contemptible, divisive, dishonest speech by any president in American history. Barely given in a coherent way. He'll work his way through. I'm sure they've pumped him up as something. And you'll see the clapping seals in the Democrat Party jumping up and down. Every syllable will be so historic. But it's going to be painful because you and I are not honest people. We're people of virtue. Joe Biden is the opposite. His party is the opposite. The Democrats in the House and the Senate are the opposite. And, of course, the media is beyond contempt. There have been important speeches in the past. People say this is the most important speech in Biden's career. Notice how they say that. It's the most important speech in Biden's career. It was about Biden. It's about his party. It's about their power. Not about America, although they'll try and wrap themselves in the American flag, which they so hate. But it got me to thinking about Abraham Lincoln's second inaugural address. Biden will drone on like Castro. He'll give a Castro-like speech. Abraham Lincoln's second inaugural address, as you well know, was 701 words. It took him less than 7 minutes to give it. My dad did a beautiful book on this, Malice Toward None, with fantastic illustrations and explanations. And I was honored to write the foreword. And I want to read it to you. Because they're 3 hours away from something quite different. In November 1864, Abraham Lincoln won a resounding electoral victory over Democrat George McClellan, whom he had removed a few years earlier as Major General of the Union Army. Although McClellan was popular with the troops, Lincoln lost trust in him due to his indecisiveness and at times defiance. Lincoln's reelection, initially in some doubt, was improved significantly by a number of Union battlefield victories in the late summer of 1864, especially the Battle of Atlanta and the March to the Sea led by Major General William Tecumseh Sherman. On March 4th, 1865, at his second inauguration, and on a day that began with miserable weather and heavy rain, Lincoln gave what many, including Lincoln himself, consider his greatest speech. Yes, even more profound than the Gettysburg Address. It was a speech delivered as the Civil War seemed to be coming to a close with important victories in South and North Carolina, as well as Virginia, among other places. Indeed, 36 days later, Confederate General Robert E. Lee would surrender at the Appomattox Courthouse on April 9, 1865. And tragically, 41 days after his second inauguration, Lincoln would be assassinated by John Wilkes Booth on April 14, 1865. Booth, along with other conspirators, was among the onlookers in the crowd that inauguration day when Lincoln gave a speech. Also present and listening attentively to Lincoln's speech was Frederick Douglass. The former slave was a courageous and outspoken leader of the abolitionist movement. Douglass was originally skeptical of Lincoln's commitment to ending slavery. But after their meetings and Lincoln's issuance of the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1, 1863, among other things, Douglass became an admirer. Douglass also attended the inaugural reception at the White House that evening, but was initially prevented from entering the East Room by the police. He pushed his way past them and was quickly noticed by Lincoln. As Douglass recounts, and I quote, Lincoln called out, "Here comes my friend Douglass." Lincoln shook Douglass' hand and said, "Douglass, I saw you in the crowd today listening to my inaugural address. There is no man's opinion that I value more than yours. What do you think of it?" This is recounted by Douglass in his own memoir. Douglass replied, "Mr. Lincoln, it was a sacred effort, and it was the last time Douglass would see Lincoln." And a sacred effort it was, on so many levels. Lincoln's second inaugural address is among the most impressive of all speeches delivered by history's great statesmen. Although a mere 701 words and 7 minutes in duration, not much longer than the 271-word Gettysburg Address and the second shortest inaugural speech of any president, bar George Washington's second inaugural speech, Lincoln could have claimed vindication or gloated about the Union and its triumph, as so many political demagogues would have. In fact, the speech is devoid of the kind of endless personal references to self familiar in the prose of modern presidents. Nor did Lincoln set forth a long list of specific tasks confronting the nation and attempt to rally the people in their discharge, as many had expected. Instead, as at Gettysburg, Lincoln delivered the ideal speech. A speech where every word was carefully chosen, every sentence carefully structured. It was a tour de force, not only in its precision, but more important for its message of tolerance and reconciliation. Its purpose was to address war-weary Americans, lay the foundation for peace. Lincoln knew well that every corner of the country had been impacted by the war. The casualties were unimaginable, with hundreds of thousands dead. Post-war reconstruction would be an incredibly difficult and complex task involving the restoration of the economy, rebuilding cities and towns, assimilating regions, promoting racial harmony, caring for the maimed and widows, legal and constitutional challenges, and so much more. Although Lincoln would not live to lead the reconstruction efforts, the spirit and direction of his intentions could not have been clearer. They were best exemplified by these magnificent and most memorable words: "With malice toward none, with charity for all." During the course of the war, Lincoln was known to pray frequently, seeking strength from God and his hand in guidance. Some noted, including Douglas, that Lincoln's speech seemed fashioned after a sermon. In fact, nearly half the speech invokes references to God or Scripture. Lincoln spoke of the woe due to those by whom the offense of slavery came. He observed that both Northerners and Southerners read the same Bible, pray to the same God, and each invokes his aid against the other. The prayers of both could not be answered. Lincoln proclaimed that American slavery was a blight that God, quote, knows no wills to remove, now wills to remove. And despite the toll on lives and treasure, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. If there is ever any doubt that the Civil War was fought not only to maintain the Union, but in the end to drive the horror of slavery from the land, there was no more. It is reported by numerous reliable observers that when Lincoln began his second inaugural address, the stormy weather clouds of that day gave way to the light of a shining sun. Walt Whitman was one who wrote about it. At the time, he was a news reporter, and he watched it. It is an image that underscores Lincoln's exceptionality. He was not only an extraordinary president, but a remarkable man whose wisdom will continue to span generations. My father wrote that. I think I said I did, but that's ridiculous. My father wrote that. He was a great writer. Great writer. Now I want you to hear what Lincoln said. Again, second inauguration, not State of the Union, but the importance is the issue, the nature of the speech. The nation is watching. We'll see how close Joe Biden comes to Abraham Lincoln's standard. And trust me when I tell you, Lincoln could have been yelling, raising his voice, threats to democracy. Could have been attacking the Democrats, the Confederacy. He wanted none of that. He said, at the second appearing to take the oath of the presidential office, there's less occasion for an extended address than there was at the first. He said, then in a statement, somewhat in detail, of a course to be pursued seemed fitting and proper. Now, at the expiration of 4 years, during which public declarations had been constantly called forth on every point and every phase of the great contest, which still absorbs the attention and engrosses the energies of the nation, little that is new could be presented. The progress of our arms, upon which all else chiefly depends, is as well known to the public as to myself, and it is, I trust, reasonably satisfactory and encouraging to all. With high hope for the future, no prediction in regard to it is ventured. On the occasion corresponding to this 4 years ago, all thoughts were anxiously directed to an impending civil war. All dreaded it. All sought to avert it. While the inaugural address was being delivered from this place, devoted altogether to saving the Union without war, insurgent agents were in the city seeking to destroy it without war, seeking to dissolve the Union and divide effects by negotiation. Both parties deprecated war, but one of them would make war rather than let the nation survive. The other would accept war rather than let it perish. And so the war came. 1/8 of the whole population were colored slaves, not distributed generally over the Union, but localized in the southern parts of it. These slaves constituted a peculiar, powerful interest. All knew that this interest was somehow the cause of the war. To strengthen, perpetuate, and extend this interest was the object for which the insurgents would rend the Union, even by war. While the government claimed no right to do more than to restrict the territorial enlargement of it, neither party expected for the war of this magnitude or the duration which it has already attained. Neither anticipated that the cause of the conflict might cease with or even before the conflict itself should cease. Each looked for an easier triumph, and a result less fundamental and astounding. Both read the same Bible, pray to the same God, and each invokes his aid against the other. May seem strange that any man should dare to ask a just God's assistance in wringing their bread from the sweat of other men's faces. But let us judge not, that we be not judged. The prayers of both could not be answered. That of neither has been answered fully. The Almighty has his own purposes. And he quotes the Bible. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be the offenses come. But woe to the man by whom the offense cometh. If we shall suppose that American slavery is one of those offenses which, in the providence of God, must needs come, but which, having continued through his appointment time, he now wills to remove, and that he gives to both North and South this terrible war as the woe due to those by whom the offense came, shall we discern therein any departure from those divine attributes which the believers in a living God always ascribe to him. Fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray, that this mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away. Yet if God wills that it continue unlike all the wealth, until all the wealth piled by the bondsmen 250 years of unrequited toil shall be sunk, and until every drop of blood drawn with a lash shall be paid by another drawn with the sword, as was said 3,000 years ago, with malice towards none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right. Let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, and to do all which may achieve to cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations. Joe Biden is incapable of a speech like that. More when I return.
Mark Levin.
Our once mighty dollars under siege from runaway inflation. For those still working, your paychecks buy less while costs for gas, food, cars, utilities skyrocket thanks to inflation. That's why I'm urging all my listeners to register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. It's a fantastic seminar. They'll teach you how to take steps to help guard your wealth from inflation using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver hold intrinsic value that should remain untouched by government manipulation. Folks, don't wait for the Fed's reckless policies to completely devalue the dollar and steal your life savings. Call now while free registration is open. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic seminar. Call 800-900-8000 right now. The Gold and Silver Summit could provide the vital insights we need to protect our families. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professionals.
I have very little time here. That segment went long for obvious reasons, and I'll discuss this at more length after the bottom of the hour. That said, it's too much to expect Joe Biden, who's been in the public eye for more than half a century, has given thousands of speeches, not one of which is remembered, not one of which has anything profound in it, that he will rise to the occasion. The media will love whatever he says. They'll say he was combative. They'll say that he was taking on Trump, MAGA, that he's defending democracy, when in fact he's burning down the country. That's what he's doing. More when I return. Fellow patriots, America is now $34 trillion in debt, and it's climbing higher as we speak. This is not sustainable, and this debt could be putting every American's retirement at risk. You need to put a plan in place, and I know just the right people to help you. You should consider the top-rated gold company, Advantage Gold, to help you take steps to protect your wealth. They're hosting a free online investment seminar called the Gold and Silver Summit, where they will help you plan for what could be the worst recession of
our lifetime. This is serious, folks. You need a plan, and the amazing people at Advantage Gold can help. Just give them a call. It's painless. 800-900-8000. Sign up for this free online event. The number is easy. Just call 800-900-8000. Mention my name, Mark Levin, to claim exclusive bonuses. Call 800-900-8000. Get registered for this free online investment seminar right now. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professionals.
Mark Levin, radio's hell-raising intellectual. Call now, 877-381-3811.
You know, when you look, honestly, at the quality of men who've stood in front of Congress of the Nation and delivered the State of the Union address, I think before Jefferson that never took place, but nonetheless, we have sunk so low to have a man in the Oval Office like this. Let me be as blunt as I know how. Joe Biden, in every respect, is a failure. Oh, sure, he got elected to the Senate repeatedly from a little Democrat state, and he was plucked out of the Senate to run with Obama. But there's nothing in the man's background, character, experience, knowledge base, achievements, nothing that commends him to the presidency. Nothing. Quite the opposite. They talk about Trump getting angry. Trump doesn't get angry. Rarely. Biden's always angry. Biden does not accept responsibility or accountability for what he does. He blames others. Biden is incredibly insecure, which is why he has to lie repeatedly about things he never did. Biden's not very bright, which is why he plagiarized in law school in a major test and graduated near the bottom of his class. Biden will do anything for power, as when he stepped into the Senate in 1973, over half a century ago. And the first thing he did is he befriended the most racist segregationists in the United States Senate, several, but three in particular, the two senators from Mississippi, Eastland and Stennis, and the senator from West Virginia, Robert Byrd. Robert Byrd was among those who filibustered the 1964 Civil Rights Act. But he will be remembered in history as the man who spent the longest amount of time filibustering, over 14 hours. Byrd and the others also opposed the 1965 Civil Rights Act, often called the Voting Rights Act. Now, this was the history when Biden came into the Senate of these three men. But Biden needed their help, and they wanted his help. Biden opposed the integration of our public schools by busing. It was very controversial back then. But Biden took the lead. He wasn't passive. He wasn't just mildly supportive. Biden was the author of legislation to end it. And he wrote a letter to James Eastland. I've researched all of it. And in his letter to James Eastland, he thanked Eastland for supporting his bill. And Biden did, in fact, say all those things. He said all those things that people said he said about a jungle, that he didn't want his kids to be in a jungle. So he sent his kids to parochial school, just as he had graduated from parochial school, not public school. That's fine. but he's a hypocrite. And there's much more. Stennis gave him the desk on which this Southern Manifesto, or whatever it was called, was signed in the late 1950s by a conga line of racists and segregationists from the South. And Biden happily took the desk. You see, Biden was close to these men. He became very close to them. They were dear friends, not just colleagues, not just people he had to work with. And Biden was very comfortable around these men. He needed their help, and as I said, they needed his. And that's exactly what happened. He knew their backgrounds. He knew what they stood for. He knew about the 64 and 65 Civil Rights Acts. In fact, these same three men voted against the 1968 Civil Rights Act, just 4 years before Biden won his Senate race. Biden also became friendly with a man you may have heard of before, George Wallace. George Wallace. Segregation now and segregation forever. That's what he said. Words to that effect. And he and Orville Faubus and the others stood in the door house of their little elementary schools to prevent little black kids from going to school with little white kids. When Orville Faubus did that in Arkansas, it was one of Bill Clinton's mentors. And when Faubus used the National Guard to block the front of that elementary school, or that school rather, Dwight Eisenhower said, okay, now that you called out the Guard works for me. Those are federal troops, and the Guard literally switched sides and protected those students. William Fulbright, senior senator from Arkansas, was another one. But he was anti-Vietnam War, so he got a pass. He was embraced by the hardcore left and the Democrats, the McGovernites, the media. They excused him. These were the circle of people, among others, that Joe Biden was involved in. In 1993, the man who's going to give the speech tonight, he was the sponsor of a piece of legislation, a piece of legislation that was tough on crime, or so he said. But that piece of legislation targeted most of all black people. It targeted the drugs, the use of the drugs, the sale of the drugs that were most prevalent in black neighborhoods, like crack, not so much cocaine. At the time, there were a number of black civil rights organizations that complained to Biden, that objected to this bill and said so, not because they were soft on crime, but because of the targets. In 1994, that crime bill passed. Biden refers to it all the time, or used to. Then he apologized for it in 2020 when he was on the stage with Kamala Harris. You've heard Biden say horrific things about black people, even in recent times. Oh, that's just Joe. No, that really is Joe. Joe has always been a bigot. It just depends who his target is. His target right now is the Israeli Jews. His target 2 years ago were the Asian students who were being blackballed by Harvard and North Carolina and some of these other schools who were prevented from being admitted into these schools because of their race. You see, they were just too smart. We can't have all these Asians in our classrooms. That case went to the United States Supreme Court. Joe Biden had ordered his Attorney General, Merrick Garland, a lapdog, to go to the Supreme Court, which his Solicitor General did, and tell the court not to take the case. And if they take the case, to rule for Harvard, to rule for North Carolina. And the Supreme Court ruled on the case. And I'll tell you in plain English what they said is, we haven't seen segregation like this since the 50s and 60s. They didn't put it that way, but that's what they said in more words than they needed to. That this was blatant racism and segregation and clear violation of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. They struck it down. Joe Biden attacked the court, viciously attacked the court. His side lost. He took the side of the racists and the segregationists in our poison Ivy League colleges, among others. And then, of course, Joe Biden turned his sights on women. And he directed his Department of Education and Department of Justice to institute a rule that would permit biological men to compete with biological women. We call that science. Now, you hear people talk about Title IX. Title IX was passed as an amendment to the Civil Rights Act in 1972. See, I know all this. Joe Biden destroyed half a century of women's progress in our colleges, in our high schools, in access to sports. Destroyed them. In the name of transgenderism and self-identification. He has destroyed women's sports in this country that were fought for, and women's rights fought for, and of course, the yentas at The View and the phony feminist organizations didn't say a damn thing. Blacks, Asians, women, and I might add Hispanics. What's going on in the southern border isn't exclusively about Hispanics, but it is significantly about Hispanics. They're being raped. They're being abused physically, other ways. They're being murdered. They're being sold into sex slavery. They're being sold into labor slavery, as are the little children. Not all of which, but a significant number of whom are Hispanic. The inhumanity that's taking place, the enriching of the drug cartels and the communist Chinese, they're the only ones benefiting from this. 100,000 dead Americans a year from fentanyl, the substance of which is provided to the drug cartels by the communist Chinese, as Peter Schweitzer so brilliantly writes in his book, Blood Money, which, by the way, was number one on the New York Times bestseller list. They sell in the machines to process it, to create the capsules, and they launder the money in Chinese banks for them. Blacks, women, Asians, Hispanic individuals. You'll hear a laundry list tonight of all the great things Joe Biden has done for the country, and especially these various communities. He's done nothing except light a match to them. And speaking of standing in the doorhouse of schools, it's Joe Biden who opposes school choice, despite the fact that he sent his children to parochial school. He doesn't want little black kids, little brown kids, leaving their failed neighborhood schools to actually get a real education. He doesn't want parents of these little kids to be involved in the decisions about where their kids should go to school and can go to school. There's no reason that little kids have to go to the school that's down the street, especially if the school is a failure. Joe Biden likes to talk about his relationship with black people, with Hispanics, with others, minorities. He has none. None. The only time he talks to and about black people is when he needs their votes. But African Americans shouldn't feel singled out. He does the same thing in Palestine, Ohio, where there's mostly hardworking white people. He only goes there for a photo op. He goes down to the border twice in his long and failed career. Both times, he goes where the migrants are not, because he doesn't care. That's the real Joe Biden. He's the one now standing in the doorway of schools to prevent little black kids, a little Hispanic kids, a little Asian kids, and yes, little white kids, from going to better schools, because he's thrown in with the teacher union bosses. He wants their money and he wants their votes. It's that simple. He's callous and he's cold-blooded. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our once mighty dollars under siege from runaway inflation. For those still working, your paychecks buy less while costs for gas, food, cars, utilities skyrocket thanks to inflation. That's why I'm urging all my listeners to register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. It's a fantastic seminar. They'll teach you how to take steps to help guard your wealth from inflation using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver hold intrinsic value that should remain untouched by government manipulation. Folks, don't wait for the Fed's reckless policies to completely devalue the dollar and steal your life savings. Call now while free registration is open. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic seminar. Call 800-900-8000 right now. The Gold and Silver Summit could provide the vital insights we need to protect our families. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professionals. You're going to be upset and frustrated listening to the Biden Castro-like speech, because it'll have more lies in it than all past State of the Union speeches combined. It's the only way he hopes to win. It'll be a vicious speech. It'll be a vile speech. It'll be a historically condemned speech. And yet the same people who are destroying our country, the same people trying to put the future Republican nominee in prison, the same people who've opened our borders, the same people who've destroyed our budget and our finances, they will be applauding. They will be applauding like seals for their man Biden. I'll be right back. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. I'm trying to draw a parallel with someone or some event in history to what you're going to watch tonight, if you watch. And I just warn you, it's going to be painful. If you don't have to watch, don't watch. Unfortunately, I must. And I say unfortunately. I think what you're going to get from Joe Biden is sort of a Huey Long type speech. People in Louisiana know who and what I'm talking about. I think that's the sort of thing you'll hear from him. Now, Biden has turned 100% against the state of Israel, against the Jewish people in Israel. 100%. You have this former failed prime minister of Britain by the name of Cameron. He's now the foreign minister of Britain. He's such a lousy prime minister, they figured they'd make him foreign minister. And he's been belching and burping now for weeks that Britain may unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. Now, of course, Britain is responsible for a lot of the problems that exist in the Middle East today, but that's a whole other story I don't have time to get into. Now, if you think Cameron's doing this on his own, you're wrong. Britain won't do a damn thing in the Middle East without coordinating with the United States. Cameron is saying that Israel has no veto power over Britain or any other country that chooses to recognize a Palestinian state. Think about this. It's Israel's country. It's Israel's security. It's Israel's ancestral homeland with its original capital. The capital, Shiloh, where Judaism actually came to be as a faith. Cameron is saying that, in fact, if Britain wants to recognize a Palestinian state, there ain't nothing that's going to stop them. And he's doing this, no question, at the urging of the United States government. That would be Biden and Blinken. Biden and Blinken. In every aspect of our relationship, government to government now, Joe Biden has destroyed it. The Israelis have no choice but to take it. But today they're even saying the White House has asked for a list of all the munitions that are being given, quote unquote, to the Israelis from the Department of Defense, the Department of State, so they can go through the list and decide, number one, what they're going to allow Israel to have, and number two, what restrictions they'll put on Israel. Moreover, they're telling Israel that if you dare to attack Rafah, which is where the remaining battalions, that's right, battalions of Palestinian terrorists are hiding in the tunnels and the towers and the homes, including the leadership, the top monsters, the top subhumans, that if they dare to do that, they will stop the flow of munitions to Israel. They'll choke them off. Israel's not allowed to win. It's not about a ceasefire. It's not about food. By the way, you can go online and you can see a video of Hamas taking food that's being dropped into Gaza, Mr. Producer, and throwing it away. And this subhuman says, we're not going to take anything from these people, meaning us and so forth, and throws it away. Throwing away food, stealing food. There's a report out that over 60% of everything that's sent into Gaza is stolen by the terrorists. Now, Biden knows this. Biden knows the Israelis are doing everything humanely possible to fight a war and not harm the citizens. They keep throwing around now, and it changes by the minute. 27,000 killed by the Israelis, 30,000 killed by the Israelis. Now it's 30,000 children killed by the Israelis. I say this, prove it. Can't prove a negative. The Israelis can't say, no, we haven't. Prove it. Well, you can't prove that you haven't. So those who keep claiming that these are the true numbers, prove it. But they won't, because they can't, and they don't give a damn. What will Joe Biden say tonight about this? He'll present himself as the great humanitarian. As a matter of fact, more broadly, he's already said that he saved democracy when he won his election, quote unquote. He saved democracy. That's right. He saved democracy. January 6th, MAGA, Trump, insurrection. He'll repeat it again and again, that only he stands in the way of a Trump election. It'll be a message in order to taint any possible jury pool in these Democrat cities. It'll be a message to the prosecutors. Don't give up. Double down and hurry up. It'll be a message to the judges, including Supreme Court justices. Get this damn thing done. Convict him of one of the 91 charges. And make him fight for his freedom. We've already come close to bankrupting him. Now make him fight for his freedom while he dares to try and win the presidency. That'll be the message to the so-called justice system from the Biden regime tonight. He will paint himself as the great savior, as Mr. Democracy, Mr. Constitution, Mr. Declaration of Independence. You know the thing. That's what he'll do. Good versus evil. Liberty versus tyranny. Joe Biden, the only man who can stop him, the only man who can save the nation. He's a sick bastard, isn't he? The answer is yes, he is. You'll despise him even more after tonight. And he's going to attack you in one way or another, to one degree or another. He's going to attack you. You see, you're like neo-Nazis. You're like Klansmen. All of you. He'll stereotype you. He'll character assassinate you. He'll smear you. That's what he'll do. Because in so many respects, he's a lowlife. It's really shocking to see some of these Republicans, led by Nikki Haley and Karl Rove, Sununu, Christie, Hogan, giving aid and comfort to Biden, who's destroying our country, sabotaging who will be the Republican nominee, claiming that they want to hear from all the people. They believe in the vote, when in fact they don't. They don't accept the results of the primary votes. They're going to do everything they can to defeat Trump. And then if, God forbid, he loses, they're going to do everything they can to say, I told you so. You should have picked me. You should have listened to me. And on the sidelines sit the Bush family. You haven't heard a damn thing from them. Not one criticism of Biden. Obama's out there pounding away, working behind the scenes, but not the Bushes. To the extent they're working behind the scenes, they're trying to destroy Trump. Which is why when Rove does his analysis, it's always against Trump. I say that with no animus at all. I say because it's true. That's what's going on. Biden can't actually run on his record. He has to lie about his record. He can't tell the truth because he never does. He wants you to believe that he went to prison because he sought to meet Mandela. Never happened. He wants you to believe that while he was on the floor of the Senate embracing segregationists, that not long before that he was actually a civil rights leader in Wilmington, a civil rights activist. That was a lie, too. Never. But his lies are accepted because the Democrats are about what? We've talked about it. What are they about? Power, power, and more power. The Democrat Party comes before the country just as the Communist Party and those communist regimes come before the country. Why? Because they are the country. And that's what the Democrats are doing. Doesn't matter. Trump did nothing. It doesn't matter if Biden has the brains of a sausage. It doesn't matter. That's all for show. The facts don't matter. Science doesn't matter. Knowledge doesn't matter. Our founding documents are barriers, massive barriers to what they want to accomplish. So they must trash the men who wrote them. They must trash all who came before. You have to destroy the status quo. You have to destroy what exists. And that's what they're doing. And that's what this speech will be all about. You are smart. You'll know all this. You read books, including mine. You listen to this program, including others. Or you wouldn't be here. You'll be able to read through the lines. You'll be able to comprehend 100% what's taking place in front of your eyes. A demagogue, an autocrat, a propagandist, an old, sick, stubborn, foolish, incompetent man who's done enormous damage to this country in three damn short years, and not just to us, to Ukraine, in Afghanistan, and now Israel. He funds our enemy. He funds Iran. He funds Hamas. He funds the Houthis. He funds Hezbollah. He funds terrorism in the Middle East. He's funding their nuclear program. Oh, it's not a line item in a budget. It's just that he sends them billions and billions, and he allows them to make billions and billions. I guess that's Trump's fault, too. MAGA. That's got to be MAGA's fault. Trump's not forcing Biden to do anything. MAGA's not forcing Biden to do anything. Biden rules by executive fiat, executive orders, regulations, secrecy, monitoring people who disagree with him, threatening people who disagree with him, whether they're parents who have school-aged children, whether they're pro-life activists who they're throwing in prison. Where's the Catholic Church that they're infiltrating? Censoring us, monitoring us. Attacking free speech, whether it's working with social media. And thank God for Elon Musk. But you know who I mean and what I mean. Setting up disinformation committees over there at DHS. Who does that? Marxists and fascists do that. That's who does that. This speech tonight is a joke. It's a lie. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that. Free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. How much time do we have, Rich? Well, let's start with Donald Trump and a message today before the State of Confusion speech. Cut one, go.
Joe Biden is on the run from his record and lying like crazy to try and escape accountability for the horrific devastation he and his party have created. All the while, they continue the very policies that are causing this horror show to go. We cannot take it any longer as a country. Joe Biden's sad excuse for a State of the Union address aside, here are the facts. When I left office, we gave Joe Biden the most secure border in U.S. history. We gave him remain in Mexico, very tough to get, but I got it. Safe third agreements, the asylum ban, Title 42, 571 miles of border wall, rapid deportations, and much more. We had the safest border in the history of our country. As soon as he got in, Crooked Joe and his radical left lunatics deliberately dismantled each and every one of those policies that were so good that gave us this best border. According to Tom Homan, according to Brandon Judd, the top people, they said it was the single best border we've ever had in recorded history. What's happened now is a horror show. The country, our country, is being laughed at all over the world. Over the past 3 years, Biden has actively aided and abetted the importation of millions and millions of illegal alien migrants and resettle them into your communities.
So good. Cut to go.
Joe Biden talking about shrinkflation, the term he uses, is one of the most ridiculous things this country has ever seen. Shrinkflation is just another way of saying inflation. It means that you're losing a lot of money because these people don't know what they're doing. It was all caused by crooked Joe Biden and the people that surround him. And they are radical left Marxists and fascists and communists and socialists. We have people running our country, the likes of which we have never seen before. He and the communists and his party looted trillions of dollars from you and spent it on illegal aliens and the Green New Scam, triggering the highest inflation in many, many decades. If your packages are getting smaller, that's the reason why, under my leadership, there was no inflation. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world. It's time to tell crooked Joe Biden, you're fired.
These are fantastic comments, really. And then you have people, I see them on TV. Trump needs to do this. Trump should speak like that. Trump should be magnanimous. Trump should this. Trump should... They're trying to kill him, trying to bankrupt him, trying to destroy his reputation, trying to destroy his family. But Trump needs to have an olive branch. Trump needs to show them, he really needs to do this and bring them together and so forth. He'll do what he needs to do, what he thinks he has to do. That's the way it works. I love it when the rhinos, the losers, keep telling everybody what they have to do. I love it when people on TV, some on radio, but mostly TV, tell Trump what he has to do. Well, they've never done a damn thing in their own lives other than hang around Washington like a leech or hang around TV studios. Seriously. I'll be right back. Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
The Mark Levin Show, the pool feed for the conservative media. Dive in now, 877-381-3811.
Now, here's some of the sort of thing you're going to hear tonight if you dare to listen. You don't have to listen. Why listen? Why punish yourself? You can watch a jewelry channel, the wheel go round and round, my wife laughs at me. You can watch, I like ION, I-O-N. And it's Thursday night, and one of the my favorite shows on there tonight. You know what it's called, Mr. Producer? Chicago PD. It's a fantastic show. I don't even know how they get away with it these days. I wish I knew the lead actor's name. He is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. He's the head of this Chicago Police Intelligence Unit. And the actors just work perfectly together. And all those shows do. Chicago Fire is another favorite. The FBI, it's a good show. Another favorite. And there's the Reagans. This show is so solid. With Tom Selleck and that cast. It's so fantastic. Those are four of my favorite shows, period. And you know what? I never would have watched any of them but for my wife. Mark, you have to watch this. Please. No, you have to watch it. Because I don't watch these shows, and I watch them. It's one night after another, and I'll watch three or four shows in a row. And the writing in these shows is just fabulous. So it's really, really cool. I like it. And, of course, the guy behind it is this guy, Dick Wolf. Now, I used to attack Dick Wolf for being a leftist. I don't know if he still is. But these shows don't reflect it. These shows are kind of straight arrow shows. People have opinions on the left. People have opinions on the right. Groups on the left. Groups on the... It's a real show. It's not propaganda. All their shows. So this is some of what you can expect, what you're going to hear from MSLSD, which is pushing hard, CNN, but MSLSD is pushing very hard, pushing Biden. Let your inner, you know, Stalin come out, Joe. But he doesn't need a lot of encouragement. He doesn't know anything else. You're also going to see what it's like to watch somebody who's mentally ill. And I don't say that because I like it. I don't say that to mock him. He mocks himself by doing what he's doing. His family mocks him. His party mocks him. If it were up to me, he'd go home. Here's Rachel Maddow. Now, Rachel Maddow has been wrong about everything. She's a left-wing kook. She's a sanctimonious, low IQ buffoon. She gets paid tens of millions of dollars for doing one show a week. And she's a real crackpot. Cut five, go.
But if you care about the future of our country, that is grounds for us to work together. But I do think we have to recognize after Super Tuesday last night, after Mitch McConnell today, now what with happened? Nikki Haley out of the race. And now with the Republican appointees on the courts doing what they have done at the highest court in the land. I really think we need to get clear.
Republican appointees on the court doing what they did, which is uphold the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. She's such a crackpot. She's such a fraud and a buffoon. Go ahead.
The Republican Party is to install a strongman form of government in the United States and get rid of democracy. And that is the project
of
electing Donald.
You're such an a-hole. You don't even believe in democracy. First of all, you don't know what it is. We're a constitutional republic. We don't believe in democracy, that is mobocracy. We have certain natural rights. Oh, I hate to tell you, it's not Christian nationalism either. I have an idea. Let's call it Christian nationalism. Let's smear the Christians. We smeared the Jews, now it's the Christians, And anybody who's a Republican who doesn't agree with us, they support strongman form of government. Let me tell you something, lady. Am I allowed to call her lady? No. Let me tell you something, it. It's your strongman who has no brain, who's defied two Supreme Court decisions. How come you don't talk about that, it? It's your strongman who has violated our immigration laws and in doing so has violated the United States Constitution in numerous ways. It. He's the strongman. He's destroyed women's sports. It. That's your guy. A racist segregationist from the 1970s and beyond. It. He's your strongman. His family received millions of dollars from the communist Chinese. Did that bother you at all, Rachel? Does that bother you, Rachel? Does it bother you that you were a liar, propagandist, demagogue for at least 2 years on the Russia collusion issue and you look like a damn fool? Rachel? What do you think, Rachel? What do you think of that one, huh? Sick. You sanctimonious buffoon. He's going to destroy democracy.
It's they who won't let him run. She doesn't even realize what an idiot she sounds like. They try to take him off the ballot. The Supreme Court says, no, you can't take him off the ballot. Oh, now the Supreme Court is poisoned by the Republicans. See? And so Joe Biden all day long, this is what he does. Like he watches soap operas and he watches these fools. And then he calls Blinken and he says, how are we screwing the Jews in Israel today? Well, do more. Now leave. How are my Islamist friends doing in dear Bornea? How are they doing? And our dear friend Talib. Oh, we love Talib. Go ahead.
And that's what the Republican Party is for.
Shut
now.
Up, you idiot. You creep. And then there's another one, Nicole Wallace, a Republican turned Democrat. She couldn't get paid. She couldn't get money as a Republican. She was a John McCain mouthpiece. And then she trashes Sarah Palin while Sarah Palin's trying to run for vice president. She's trashing her behind her back with the media. Perfect resume for MSLSD. These are the kind of Republicans we like. Here and Michael Steele and other jackass. And oh, yeah, we collect them all. Go ahead.
Where I lose the plot is that the Republicans are to the degree that the country's in any decline, it is the threat of a second Trump term.
That's just the threat of his term. You know, the country's burning, if it's burning at all. Borders are open, if they're really open. I don't know. Crime's on the rise, but it's really not on the rise. Oh, inflation's up. People can't afford bait. Oh, no, but inflation's not really up. See how sick they are? They live in their own cocoon. But if there is a problem, it's because people are afraid of a Trump second term. Yeah, that's why the border's open. That's why all the illegal immigrants are coming in. They're afraid of Trump. Another jackass, low IQ buffoon. Nicole Wallace. Who? That's right, Nicole Wallace. Then there's Michael Bishlash. The Bishlash. A phony historian. He's all worked up. Oh, my gosh. History tells... Shut up, you clown. Cut 7, go.
This is a real historical moment. We could be a dictatorship next year if Donald Trump is elected. And...
There you go. We could be a dictatorship. The other one, dictatorship. The one before that. Democracy destroyed, hence dictatorship. They have their propaganda down. It's funny they talk about dictatorships. Do they realize what they sound like? Do they realize what they sound like? They're using the tricks of the totalitarians. They're projecting onto Trump and you and me who they are and who their candidate is. Look, Trump and Biden have records. Trump complies with the law. Trump complies with court rulings. Trump complies with Supreme Court decisions. Joe does not. Trump upholds the immigration laws, all of them. Biden does not. Biden is a crook. Biden's been in government his whole life. He has two mansions, one on right across the street from the ocean, and the other one, a big mansion with a lot of land in Wilmington. How did that happen? Old lunch bucket Scranton Joe. Nobody knows. Nobody knows how Joe Biden was able to afford these mansions.
But it doesn't matter, says the prosecutor, the special counsel, because he's an imbecile, and you know, juries won't convict imbeciles. Especially Democrat juries. This is what you can expect. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that. Free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
Then we have George Conway. George Conway is kind of floating around. Floating would probably be a bad description of him. But this guy is another one of these Republicans. The only reason he's on MSNBC, the only reason he's on these radical left-wing cable channels is because he's a foil for them. He doesn't even understand when he becomes useless to them, they'll never call him back. Same with these other Republican clowns. They're going to save the republic from us. They're going to save the republic from Donald Trump while it's burning in front of their faces. They're the Ciceros of our time. While Rome burns. Here's George Conway, a.k.a. Con Man, on MSNBC yesterday. Cut 8, go.
I do think a large portion, a significant portion of registered Republicans is coming to the conclusion that Donald Trump is unfit for office.
Really? Now, they may hold on now. How do you know that? And by the way, they are coming to the conclusion. Not they is. Mr. Top Lawyer. Go ahead.
Joe Biden, it's an identity thing. I mean, I remember in 2017, 2018, when I started to come to the conclusion, I ended up writing a 12,000-page article on how Trump was a narcissistic sociopath, unfit for any...
She remembers whoever's interviewing. So this guy writes a 12,000-page article because he's so consumed and obsessed and self-righteous. Who's the narcissist and sociopath? I would argue George Conman. Just listen to him. I think Kelly Conway is fantastic. This guy is a load. I'll be right back. The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology that helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and more. How do I know? I have it right here on my desk. People all over the nation are raving over how well the Thunderstorm helps freshen their homes. Musty, mildew smells just vanish after just a few seconds with the Thunderstorm being on. With thousands of five-star reviews, you know it works. Any odor will disappear when you use the Thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. And best of all, no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You'll get 3 units for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers that can go for over $600. And with this special offer, you're getting 3 units for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code MARK3. That's MARK3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code MARK3.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. It is amazing to me the extent to which the worst of the worst continue to wind up on these cable channels, MSLSD and the Constipated News Network. Anyway, Mr. Producer dug deeply, and he found Dan Goldman again. Dan Goldman is the reprobate from New York. He's a former assistant U.S. attorney. He shouldn't have been prosecuting people. He should have been running from the prosecutor, but here he is. You have to be a sleazy, lying, un-American slug to do what Dan Goldman does. So he fits the description. I want you to listen to this. The people who are going to defend democracy, the saviors of our country. That's like an arsonist claiming to be a firefighter, right? I'm really a firefighter. No, you're an arsonist. No, I'm the firefighter. You're the arsonist. Here he is, Dan Goldman. Cut 13, go.
Mr. Chairman, you continually say that it used to be that both parties agreed with the First Amendment. It didn't used to be. It is. It remains the case. We all agree with
that. Explains a lot. The intimidation of parents and pro-lifers and Catholics. That explains a lot with the censorship that two federal courts found ubiquitous in the Biden administration. That would be Democrats. Sure. The intimidation. You better use these pronouns or else. Yes, that's right. The people want to control what you think, what you say, what you believe, your values. How dare you say we don't believe in the First Amendment? My question to Danny to begin with would be this. You and your party trash the framers of the Constitution. The Bill of Rights were adopted soon after the Constitution was, when we had a first Congress. But essentially the same people. You hate them. You despise them. Your party runs against them. Your phony scholars put out books. Oh, the 1619 Project. Ooh, CRT, DEI, ESG. Go, go, go. And yet you cite the Constitution and the First Amendment. You people are as sleazy as hell. You're the worst. The First Amendment. What does he know about the First Amendment? Nothing. Nothing. Groups like Media Matters exist to destroy the First Amendment, to intimidate people, to threaten them, to smear them. If they dare speak their minds, if they dare say anything that disagrees with the Soros neo-Nazi, anti-Semitic, homophobic, racist, segregationist viewpoint. It's a mouthful, but I learned it from them. Go ahead.
The problem is that the First Amendment is not absolute.
It's not absolute. The only thing that's absolute is the power that we seek, we Democrats. That's absolute. Go ahead.
Protect any single thing anyone says. And there are limits, and that's important. And what this committee has been trying to do for the last year and a half is to chill the federal government from monitoring what is going on social media and otherwise out there.
Do you hear so this? The man who used to be a U.S. attorney, assistant U.S. This committee trying to chill the fact of and the ability of the federal government to monitor you. And the guy's there, what's wrong? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with monitoring you? You believe this? I'm telling you, they're nuts. But Trump's the dictator. Trump's Hitler. They're protecting us from democracy. Joe already saved us from democracy. Trump. It's what he says. He's a sick egomaniac. That's what he is. A narcissist, I think. George Conman said. Go ahead. This is important. Go ahead.
Misinformation and disinformation can run rampant in only Elon Musk's social platform and every other social platform.
This guy speaks for fascism and Marxism and the Democrat Party. Do you realize how close they are in terms of their ideological thinking and what they say? The worst genocidal maniacs on the face of the earth always claim to be doing their sadistic deeds on behalf of the people. Right? The names they call themselves, like the People's Republic of China. Oh, I see. Castro and the People's Revolution. Wow. And yet so many people suffer under the People's Revolution. Now, you heard what this clown said. That this committee is trying to chill the federal government from monitoring what is going on social media. And, of course, he attacks Elon Musk. They used to like Elon Musk. Elon Musk has had enough of tyranny. So now he speaks out. He puts his money where his mouth is. So he needs to be destroyed, too. Come on, Elon. You were fine before. Now we have to destroy you. We have to investigate you. We have to sue you. We have to smear you. For what? What did he do? Nothing. But the First Amendment is not absolute. Government power is absolute. Remember the other idiot the other day from Politico? I think she was on MSNBC. No, yeah, she was. These people actually believe that our rights, their natural rights that come from God, not from Congress, not from the Supreme Court. They actually come from God. They actually believe this. You damnable fool. It's right in the Declaration of the Independence. You know the thing. Sick. Mises said, and I've told you this before, and I actually have it in my book. He said, Americans talk like Marxists, and they believe more in Marxism than you might think. Dan Goldman believes in Marxism, and he sounds like a Marxist. It's not Marxism, it's fascism. It's some kind of autocracy, just like his boy Biden. Same thing. Remember, but he's defending what Biden was doing. What two federal courts condemned. Whatever happened to that case anyway? Well, it's working its way up to the Supreme Court. Okay, great. That's how it's supposed to work. Now, you have 7 days to appeal. Is it not unbelievable? Then we have somebody by the name of Mara Gay. She works at the New York Slimes. And remember the New York Slimes. The New York Slimes was owned by a Jewish family. It's owned by the same family, but members have now turned to other faiths. It's okay. Do whatever the hell they want. Owned by a German Jewish family. The Sulzberger family. And while the Holocaust is going on, Mr. Sulzberger makes sure he gets his relatives out of Germany. But he won't put the story on the front page about what's going on in Germany, the extermination of the European Jews. Why? I don't know. Why do the media today, why does the New York Times today defend Hamas and terrorism and the Islamo-Nazis? Why do they use their ridiculous casualty figures? 30,000 children killed. Really? Show us. Show us. And show us the basis for your data. They can't, and they won't. It's propaganda. It's lies. The New York Times betrayed the Jews in the 30s and 40s by a self-hating Jew who ran the New York Times and owned it. And the New York Times is betraying the Israelis and the Jews again today. This is what they do. All their stinking, rotten, lousy reporters, like Maggie Haberman, focused on Trump. That's pretty sick when your entire life, livelihood, entire being is focused on somebody else, in this case, Donald Trump, who isn't even president for the last 3 years. But they're not alone. Mara Gay is at the New York Times. And she's on the Morning Joe. And Joe, you really, really are doing the unconscionable by allowing these people on in the first place, then not challenging them. They're saying horrendous things. And as I said the other day, and as I read a piece by an excellent rabbi who said it first his own way, and I like it, what a trick. The terrorists, the people who are so thoroughly evil, have become the victims in the eyes of the media, the Democrat Party, self-hating Jews, and self-hating Americans. And Israel is now the perpetrator because it defends itself, because it's trying to find the leadership that's hiding among its people and it wants to kill them. Joe Biden funded the rapes, the beheadings, the sadistic, horrendous things that took place on October 7th. He funded them. Directly and indirectly through Iran. Because Iran paid for it. With our money. Or money we allowed them to have. Joe Biden has blood on his hands on our border. He has blood on his hands from October 7th. Every death that's occurred since October 7th and on October 7th, Joe Biden has some responsibility for it. That's right, I said it. Repeat it. Write it. Not you, I'm talking to the usual suspects. Because I can prove it. Because Iran was dying. Hamas had nothing. The PLO had nothing. They were in their cage. The PLO, the Arafat organization. Hezbollah didn't dare shoot a rocket at anybody. Peace was breaking out in the Middle East. And Joe Biden and Blinken decided they had a better idea. Obama's idea. Thomas Friedman's idea. All these buffoons and clowns. We have an idea. We went around to get nukes so we can balance out with Israel. The problem in the Middle East is Israel's too strong. That's their ideology. That's what they believe. That's what's taking place. Media matters. Mark Levin says, you're going to have an abortion. Is it that much of a burden to go to another state? Now, Mr. Padilla, they think they caught me on something. What do you mean? Is it that much of a burden? The answer is no, because we're having more abortions now than any time in the last 5 years. More abortions after Dobbs than before it. No, it's not a burden. What about poor people? What about poor people who need heart surgery and have to go to another state? What about poor people who have cancer? Many of them want to go to Houston, one of the finest oncological, you know, centers in the world. But what if they can't afford it? Anybody who wants an abortion, Planned Parenthood, these other organizations will pay for it with our tax dollars. The problem in this country isn't that people can't get abortions. The problem in our country is we have a Democrat Party that wants people to have as many abortions as possible, even pushing them so they can make it a political issue. It's sick. It's sick. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
You know, I recently learned about Fast-Growing Trees, the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants. They have everything you could want, fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and much more. My wife and I take pride in our home, and that includes having a landscape that brings us serenity. And you, too, can find the perfect fit for your home based on your climate and space. Visit FastGrowingTrees.com. Use code Levin, L-E-V-I-N, at checkout. Get an additional 15% off your first purchase from their already very low prices. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And they offer a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee with free plant consultation forever. Right now, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants. And again, my listeners get an additional 15% off on their first purchase when using the code Levin at checkout. That's fastgrowingtrees.com, code L-E-V-I-N. Now, the offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Please visit fastgrowingtrees.com for details. All right, folks, you need to know something, and I'm here to tell you. 170 Democrats today, 170, voted against the Lincoln-Riley Act that protects Americans from criminal migrants. 170. That means less than 50 or so voted for it. I want you to understand what these people stand for. They can't even vote to defend the American people. They can't even vote to defend their own constituents. You know why they voted this way? There's two reasons. They're the ideologues that hate the country and want the borders open, and they think what's happening is perfectly fine. And that's a big chunk of the Democrat Party ruling class ideological Marxists. But then there's the others that will never, ever vote in a way that might look like it's negative toward Biden. Remember they used to say that if Donald Trump shot somebody in daylight on Fifth Avenue, his supporters would still support him. Remember that, Mr. Producer? Well, they're confused. I'll give you a perfect example. We had an example for decades. 1969. You may have heard of this one. There was a senator by the name of Ted Kennedy. Edward Ted Kennedy. Oh, he was having a grand old night. Was drunk, which was fairly typical for him. Wasn't with his wife. Was with staffers, having a grand old time at a party. And he takes his big Lincoln or whatever it is, Cadillac, and he's driving home with one of the female staffers. I actually think she was a staffer for Robert Kennedy. And what do you know? There's a little wooden bridge.
over a little lake or canal called Chappaqua. Not Chappaqua, what the hell is it called? Doesn't matter. Chappaquiddick, same thing. Same thing. And he drives off the side of the bridge. And the car is sinking slowly. And to hear Ted tell it, he was a hero. Just like Biden tonight's going to be a great hero. And he kept diving into the water to try and save Mary Jo Kopechne. He tried as he might, he couldn't do it. Now afterwards, of course, experts looked at it and said there was an air pocket, as there typically would be. And she was actually living for a while. She was choking for air in this little air pocket. And she eventually died. And of course, there was a massive cover-up that took place. All the lawyers, all the local judges, all the local prosecutors, they all got together to take care of their Teddy. Teddy would go on to have a big career in the Senate. The Lion of the Senate, I think they call him. Not the liar, the lion. And he was celebrated, and they wanted him to run for president, which he did in 1980 against Jimmy Carter, and he even lost to Jimmy Carter, and on and on and on. You see, ladies and gentlemen, my point is, Ted Kennedy, the person who was with him, died. And the Democrats still supported him. What do you think of that? I'll be right back.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
Well, the Hamas Nazi supporters are protesting around the Capitol building, trying to prevent Joe Biden from speaking at the State of the Union. As appealing as that might seem on the surface, certainly, these are insurrectionists who are trying to prevent the putative president, who calls himself Joe Biden, from speaking at the State of the Union. And I will be very anxious to see. I'll be very anxious to see if they get the treatment of the January Sixers. And if the Enron obstruction statute's used against them. This I need to see. Because they're clearly trying to prevent what's-his-name from giving the State of the Union address. Now, that seems to me to be obstruction. Enron style. I'll bring it up so others regurgitate it. It's important. The other thing is, we need to understand, CARE, the Hamas funding network, Soros, all the worst of the worst groups and individuals, all of them. These people? Yeah. They're behind all this. They're funding all this. The supporters of the Hamas Nazis who take to the streets, this is what they do for a living now. The money coming in from Qatar. The money coming in from the Hamas funding network. Students for Justice in Palestine.
Oh, yes.
The group CARE. It's all organized. It's all intentional. And they want you to think their numbers are bigger than they are. They're minuscule. Although, we should stop allowing people who hate us and hate our country and are Jew haters, and I might add Christian haters, we should stop allowing them to come into our country in order to save our country from Islamists. Not a lot we can do about the Marxists. And so they take up the oxygen. They're on TV. People are going to see it.
This is what they want. This is what they get. They'll be in the news tomorrow. Now, just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if that was MAGA. MAGA! Bidenomics.
500, maybe 1,000. Trying to block what's-his-name from getting to the Capitol to give his State of Confusion speech. Just imagine. We'd have to listen to George Conway. Bloviate. And spray his spittle all over the table over there at CNN or wherever the hell he is. The fact of the matter is, it'd be called the end of the world, end of democracy. These are all Democrat voters or Democrats who've decided not to vote, but they're all Democrats. They're all Democrats. All of them. But they're trying to make a point. So I ask you, America, let me ask you this. Is this what you want the next 4 years? Democrats out there who have some sense. You want to vote with these people? Because you'll be standing in line with them. And they don't mean stop the genocide in Gaza. Why weren't they protesting when Hamas was slaughtering Gazans? Why weren't they protesting when Syria was slaughtering Muslims? Why weren't they protesting when Jordan was slaughtering Palestinians? Why weren't they protesting when Iran was slaughtering people? Why? Isn't that interesting? No, it tells you something. So in advance of his speech, we now learn that Biden was taking advice from people who play act as presidents. According to the Hill newspaper, President Biden took advice from actors who played presidents on TV and in movies, including Morgan Freeman and Michael Douglas. You may have heard, I've got a big speech coming up, Biden shared on X, formerly Twitter, so I thought I would hear from some folks who've done the job before, sort of. And how stupid is this? What's he reading, comic books or something? Or at least looking at the pictures? The video also included Gina Davis, who played the president in the TV show Commander-in-Chief, Tony Goldwyn, who played the president in the TV show Scandal, and Bill Pullman, who played the president in the movie Independence Day. Too bad, Bill. I used to like you. I don't know anything about you, but that was a hell of a movie. So, ladies and gentlemen, he's taking advice from Bill Pullman, Tony Goldwyn, Gina Davis, Morgan Freeman, Michael Douglas. Wow. I'm surprised he's not taking advice from... Remember the guy with the dog, whatever that was, the comic with the dog? Surprised he's not taking advice from him. But the guy that used to break the watermelon over his head? Surprised he's not taking advice from him. You know who he's taking advice from, I hear? He did a seance. Are you aware of this? 2 days ago, Mr. Producer? Yeah. Don Rickles, he's taking advice from. He's going to get up there and, Megan, danger, and Trump, and I saved the country, and I want to do it again. You know, when I look at Biden, you want to know when I you want to know the truth? I'll tell you the truth. I always tell you the truth. I'm going to look at him tonight. It's going to be very painful, and I'm going to think to myself, seriously. And think to myself, is he or is he not, Mr. Producer? What do you mean, Mark? Is he or is he not wearing Depends? Oh, the women dressed in white. What are they protesting today? The Jews defending themselves? What is it? Americans wanting a secure border? It's got to be something that there's not enough abortions. Their obsession? They want more abortion. It's not, do you need an abortion? We want more abortion. Sick. 100 years ago, they wanted eugenics. And there's Patrick Leahy. You see, if you ever served in Congress, you have a right to come to a State of the Union as a guest. And Patrick Leahy, you may recall, he retired. He served in the Senate for 112 years as a radical left-wing kook. And he's back. Everybody wants to hear what Biden has to say. So here's the test. Here's the standard for Biden. Will he fall down? No. My God. Fantastic. Will he know which way to turn? If he does, my God, see, he's got his faculties. Will he be able to read the speech without mumbling? Will he be able to read the speech without sounding like a blithering idiot? If he does, what disguise? He's Abraham Lincoln. We've never seen anything like him before. They keep talking about his age. He looks great. Just because his eyes are closing and his skin is melting. Hey, he looks great. Lunch Bucket Joe. It'll all be sort of peripheral things, surface level things. That'll be the analysts out there who are talking about. You know, he came across quite cogently. I really thought he was absolutely unbelievable. You know, he's the smartest guy. In private, it's unbelievable. By the way, this guy Van Hollen, this radical left-wing kook senator from Maryland, it's my understanding that his wife is a vile, in my words, obsessed anti-State of Israel type, anti-Zionist. That's why he's so radical in everything he does. These Democrats are exposing themselves, not as they usually do, you understand, but they're exposing who they really are. They're literally siding with terrorists. They're literally siding with drug cartels. They're literally siding with slavers on the southern border. They're literally siding with all these evils where we thought we made progress. Excuse me. Pretty shocking, don't you think? No, it's grotesque. But Joe Biden will be great because, you know, he got all this great advice. Goldman joked that he behaved very badly during his fictional presidency, adding the advice he has is to tell them you exist for them, to tell them that they make you a better man. Oh, great. Davis said, there are no crying in politics. There's no crying. Well, what I hope is my politics doesn't make anybody else cry, Biden said. These are very high-level, deep conversations. Biden said, hey, come see me at the White House. I'd love to meet you all in person. He's talking to all of them at once, apparently. I'd love to meet you all in person. Please come. I don't want to talk to Lincoln Riley's family. You know, this Palestine, I had to drag my ass there. I had to go to the border. Who the hell wants to go to the border? But I made sure it was part of the border where I didn't actually have to see anything. But you fake phony presidents, you former drama students, yes, you're the ones I want to see. You come. I can't wait to meet you. The State of the Union address is the Oscars for politicians, Mr. Producer. It's the Oscars for politicians. They get their hair or polish their heads. They get their nice ties and jackets, their dresses. Of course, if they're protesting, they're all dressed in white. Why are they all dressed in white? You know who else is always dressed in white? Ooh. Dare I say it, Mr. Producer? Why are they all wearing white? Again, if the Republicans were all wearing white, what would they say? Oh, look at this. They're even dressing like Klansmen. No, no, this is different. But wait a minute, the Democrats were Klansmen. No. This is different. You're right. Public service, America. I'm informing the Federal Bureau of Investigation right now over the airwaves to millions of you. I'm informing the United States Department of Justice that you have an insurrection taking place as I speak. That the Hamas Nazi supporters are in the streets trying to prevent the State of the Union from being given. They will fail. They will fail. That's not the point. The point is they are obstructing or attempting to obstruct the all-important Joe Biden State of the Union. He's shuffling out to his car. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's no question he's wearing Depends. That walk, either that or he sat on a banana. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Well, I'm sorry, America. Why are you sorry? I'm very, very sorry for what Joe Biden's going to put you through in a few minutes if you choose to watch or listen. He's going to frustrate you. He's going to upset you. He's going to lie to you. He's going to demean you. But look at it this way. The millions of you who are listening right now, and when you look at Joe Biden, I want you to look at a man naked in a pair of Depends. You agree with me, Mr. Producer? That's a visual. If you're eating, be careful. Always have a bag near you. Just do that. Look at Joe Biden, say, oh, he's not wearing anything but Depends. I guarantee you they're under those pants. And that's okay. It's okay. There's always first. You know, he's the first president to ever wear Depends, I think. Maybe Woodrow Wilson did. Certainly should have. But nonetheless, again, I'm not against Depends. Why would I be against Depends or people wearing? If you need them, you wear them. Look, I got it. I got it. I know. I'm not putting people down. I'm just saying, look at him. Naked, wearing Depends. Then you'll get the true sort of gestalt out of the whole thing. And also, to put your mind at rest, view him as somebody who, if he wasn't in the Oval Office, he'd be in a padded room, talking to himself, mumbling to himself, confusing his wife with his sister, calling the people attending to help him. Oh, it's good to see Mr. Mitterrand again.
Ooh. Just don't send Netanyahu in here. Anyway, we salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, and emergency personnel. We salute our truckers and freedom fighters all over the world. We salute our brothers and sisters in Israel, and we support them. And Ukraine, too. I said it. And now for something completely different. An idiot.